Okay, well, the first thing I'd like to know is how your family came to El Paso.
All right. Now, if you're talking about my father's family or my mother's family, I'm going to say start with my father's family. My father's dad was a German Jew, and he came here when he was about 16 years old with two of his brothers, and they lived in Juarez, and that's where my father was born, in Juarez.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and you know, and the family lived in Juarez until my dad was about 21 years old, and then they moved over here. And so he had dual citizenship, and I know whenever he went to travel abroad to get his passport straightened out, it was always kind of a hassle because, you know, of really pinning down what was he a citizen of, Mexico or the United States. And he married a Mexican Catholic woman whose family was from this area for, you know, way back into the early 1800s.
Mm-hmm.
And my grandmother was born on the other side of the, on the Mexican side of the river up here at Las Cruces, you know, and just opposite Old Mesilla there.
Mm-hmm.
And before that, why her name was at that time. That was her maiden name, Zenobia. And so that family goes, my grandmother's family goes back into Mexico for a long time. My grandfather's family were from Germany, from Lugde, Germany. And how young people could leave their homes that far away when they're 14 or 15 years old and come to America and find their way to a place like El Paso or Juarez is just beyond me.
It's adventurous.
Adventurous is the word. And I guess it often happens that there's somebody in the family that comes and the first one, and they get others to come. But it's still amazing to me, really amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's kind of the background of my father's family. In my mother's family, my mother was born in Oklahoma. Actually, it wasn't Oklahoma when she was born. It was Indian Territory. She was born there in 1901. She just died about 3 weeks ago. And I'm grieving over that just because she was my longest best friend, you know.
Yeah.
And that's kind of hard. But she was from Oklahoma, and her parents and grandparents, her grandfather fought in the Civil War, and her name, her maiden name was Davis, and they were related to the president of the Confederacy, Jefferson Davis.
Mm-hmm.
So in her name, she was named after Jefferson Davis's daughter, whose name was Winnie Davis, and that was my mother's name, Winnie
mm-hmm.
Davis.
Mm-hmm.
And so then her family before that, she used to say she was English, Irish, Scotch, and Welsh. So that's where her family all came from.
Mm-hmm.
And like I told you a little while ago, we went to Wales a couple of years ago and were absolutely confounded by the words that are all look like they have 15 letters in them and none of them match and very few vowels. And
mm-hmm.
it was almost impossible for us to even pronounce it after being drilled, you know.
We don't have some of those sounds in English.
Gosh, it's got, that's right, we just don't have them. But but Wales was an extraordinary place. Gosh, we loved it.
It's beautiful. It's a beautiful country, like Scotland.
Yes, mm-hmm. it is, but very much like Scotland. And so, did that answer that question?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.